There are various minhagim associated with the laning of the Megillah. Every Baal Kriya has certain psukim that he does to the Eicha tune and certain psukim that he sings to a very jaunty tune. The minhag is that the Baal Kriya raises his voice at Balaila Hahuna Dadashanat HaMelech, etc., etc. And the Rama says in Siman Tafrei Shtadik, if you're Zayin, that the minhag is to say four Pesukim of Geula, four verses of redemption, out loud. First the congregation say them, and then they are repeated by the Baal Kriya. These are the Pesukim of Ish Yehudi. And the final pasuk of the Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason for this is because of simcha. We want to show that we're participating in this form of rejoicing. Rav Soloveitchik in Harare Kedem gives an additional dimension as to why the congregation say four psukim out loud. And he says the reading of the Megillah actually fulfills two dinim simultaneously. On the one hand, it of course fulfills the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. We have to read the Megillah out of the Ketav and read the story of Mordechai and Esther. But also, the Gemara discusses why don't we say Hallel on Purim, and one of the reasons that we don't say Hallel on Purim is because Kriyata Zu Halela, because in actual fact reading the Megillah on Purim fulfills the mitzvah of reciting Hallel. And in actual fact there's a little bit of discussion in the poskim: if a person doesn't have a Megillah, then should he say Hallel on Purim? The view of the Meiri is that he should at least say Hallel on Purim. But in any event, Rav Soloveitchik points out that reading the Megillah also has an aspect of Kriyat HaHallel in it. And when one says Hallel, Hallel should be recited with certain responsive readings. That's why, for example, with the Hodus and the Ana Hashems, we recited Chazan and congregation. And that's part of the nature of reciting Hallel, that it's said responsively by Chazan and congregation. And therefore, Megillah also has to be done partly in that way. Certain bits recited out loud by the congregation, repeated by the Chazan, to show that it's got that celebratory aspect of Hallel to it as well. The Shulchan Aruch also says, based on the Gemara, that one should say the Aseret B'nei Haman, as well as the word Aseret, all in one breath, to show that they were all hung in one go. The Poskim point out, of course, this is just Lechatchila, and if the Baal Kriya is short of breath, then he doesn't have to say them all in one breath. One still yotzei if that's not the case. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chaye Adam as saying that in places where the minhag is that the whole congregation say the Aseret B'nei Haman first, and then it's repeated by the Baal Kriya, that's not a proper minhag. And that's also what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says. However, there are places, particularly in the Yeshivot, where the minhag is that everybody says the Aseret B'nei Haman out loud, and then it's repeated by the Baal Kriya. So where does this come from? So it's said in the name of the Beit HaLevi that the reason is because when the Baal Kriya reads the Megillah on behalf of everybody sitting in shul, they all fulfill the mitzvah as if they're reading it themselves, using the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh, meaning that a person who listens to something being recited is as if they've recited it themselves. For example, on Friday night with Kiddush, one person at the table makes a Kiddush, and everybody else listens. It's not just they listen to Kiddush, it's as if they themselves recited Kiddush using the mechanism of Shomer Ka'oneh. It's as if they themselves said it. So that's true also with the Megillah. A person who sits in shul listening to the Megillah, they haven't just listened to it, they've actually recited it by listening to the Baal Kriya. However, the notion of Shomer Ka'oneh can only be effective for recitation of things, i.e. recitation of the words. However, with the Aseret B'nei Haman, there's another din, and that's the din of Neshima Achat, that the Aseret B'nei Haman have to be done in one breath. And that can't be achieved through Shomer Ka'oneh. You can't have somebody take a deep breath on your behalf and it be as if you have taken a deep breath yourself. And therefore, the Aseret B'nei Haman have to be recited by everybody so that they can fulfill the mitzvah of Neshima Achat, because that they can't fulfill by listening to somebody else. They're not reading it from the Ketav. So that doesn't, strictly speaking, matter, because you can read a small amount of the Megillah, not from the Ketav. Obviously, one should try and read every word from the Ketav, but if you don't, you're still Yotzeh. And in any event, the Chazan, the Baal Kriya, is repeating it from the Ketav. And in actual fact, the Rogachev Gaon was of the opinion, he suggested the reason why in many Megillot the Aseret B'nei Haman are written in large letters. You look very often in a Megillah, the Aseret B'nei Haman take up a whole column in their own right, and they're written in large letters. He suggested maybe the reason was so that when it comes to that bit, the Baal Kriya can hold the Megillah up high. Everybody in shul can see those words, and therefore when they say it themselves, they're reading it not from a chumash in front of them, but from the ketav. And therefore, they're fulfilling the reading and the Neshima Achat as well, all from the ketav, without having to listen to the Baal Kriya for that. Adkan.